friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Oh yes, the gospel message in itself in John chapter 3, verse 16. Happy Thursday, friend. This 28th day of March 2013. My name is Joey Kroll, and yes, it's Holy Week. I love Holy Week. This is the time where we get to just focus on Jesus and his prayer in the garden and him getting arrested and focusing on his death and celebrating his coming back to life. Of course, it's Holy Week and getting ready for Easter on Sunday. I sure hope and pray that you are sharing that same excitement as well. This week, we celebrate the foundation of our faith of believers in Jesus Christ. So how is your week come along? Pretty well? Going okay? Yeah, I was on Tuesday. My wife Aubrey and I celebrated our wedding anniversary. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to say it snuck up on us, but we were looking forward to it. And we totally forgot we had so many other plans for church and everything else. We did not have a chance to go out to dinners as I'd like to on Tuesday night, but we had a chance to grab lunch together and so forth. But yeah, got to celebrate those marriages because, of course, the enemy is out to attack marriages today, especially in the church. Well, Fred, how would you like to be part of a really neat Bible study that goes through all four of the Gospels, a biweekly Bible study? Have you ever considered being part of a Bible study before? I'll tell you what, we used to be part of one, and we loved it. I love the small group discussion and trying to pick apart the Word of God and see how we can apply it. It's so neat, and there's a great opportunity for you and the people you invite to be part of a wonderful community-wide Bible study coming up on Thursday night, April the 11th. It's called The Merged Gospels. We'll do a 12-week study through the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's going to be a biweekly Bible study starting Thursday night, April the 11th, from 6:30 to 8 at the Judah Christian School, of course, on North Prospect in Champaign. Now, there's a small fee to cover the cost of the books and the materials as well, and you can get more information on The Merged Gospels Bible study by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Or to register, just give us a call at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, of course, Sunday is Easter. I know we've been looking forward to Easter for quite some time now, and I know our church is doing a Sunday sunrise service at 7 a.m. bright and super early, and I thought we can celebrate just the Holy Week and Good Friday and Sunday, Easter Sunday, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends by playing our favorite Easter songs. To remind us that he lives, this is the Gaither Vocal Band right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. Oh, but greater still, the calm assurance we can face certain days because he lives, and because he lives, I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone. I know
time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walked beside me down the road. The reason that they came was to watch the lamb. And they said, Daddy, Daddy, well, what will we see there? There's so much that we don't understand. And so I told them of Moses, and Father Abraham. And I said, dear children, watch the lamb. There will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must be sure this little lamb doesn't run away. And I told of Moses and Father Abraham. And I said, dear children, watch the lamb. When we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshippers there, no joyful worship song. And I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. Then I heard a crowd cry out, let's crucify him. Get away, forced to play in this drama, a part I did not want to play. Why upon this day were men condemned to die? And why were we standing right here, where soon they would pass by? I looked and I said, even now they come. The first one cried for mercy, the people gave him none. The second one was violent, and he was arrogant and loud. I still can hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, there's Jesus. And I scarce believe my eyes. A man so badly beaten, he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the thorns on his brow. As he struggled, and I watched him when he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd began to yell. In that moment, I felt such agony. In that moment, I felt such loss. Till a Roman soldier grabbed my arm and screamed, yo! Carry his cross. At first, I tried to resist him, but his hand reached for his soul. And so I knelt and I took the cross from the Lord. Put it on my shoulder. We started down the street. And the blood that he'd been shedding was running down my cheek. They led us to Golgotha. They drove nails deep in his feet and head. And on the cross I heard him pray, Father, forgive them. Never have I seen such love in any other eye. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. He prayed. And then he died. I stood for what seemed like years. Lost all sense of time. Then I felt these little hands holding on to mine. My children stood there weeping, and I heard the oldest say, Father, please forgive us. The lamb ran away.
Watch the Lamb right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, playing your favorite Easter songs today. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 says, After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.
Is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. Adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
Peter. Maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him.
Celebrating Holy Week, getting ready for Easter. I love that. That's Mark Bishop, and My Name is Jesus, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, here on Great News Radio, this 28th day of March 2013. Of course, getting ready for Easter on Sunday. I know our church is doing a Sunday sunrise service bright and early on Sunday morning, and whatever you may be doing, maybe eating dinner, spending time with loved ones, maybe eating some chocolate Easter bunnies, regardless of what you are doing, friend, I pray that you have an opportunity to sit back and ponder on why this holiday is so significant, especially for us Christians. And may us never, ever forget the true meaning of this holiday. Because it's all because of Jesus. Friend, my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you as part of the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m., Mark Burns with the Friday edition of Mark and Friends right here at 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.